Jacarin FM's Good Morning Angels, Wednesdays on Breakfast with Martin Bester.
Our special guest in the studio this morning is Pitso Moleko. Pitso, good to meet you. Thank you so, so much for being here. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine. Thank you so much.
What was your big dream? What do you want to study?
I'm studying criminology at UNISA. Yes.
Who's still around? Your mom?
Yes, I was raised by a single parent, my mother.
Okay.
Yes. She works as a cleaner. Mm. So the reason I want to study, I want to get a nice job so that I can work for my mother and my siblings.
If there's any motivation in life just to further education, that's noble. Yes. That is incredible. Do you think she'll appreciate it? Is she excited for you?
Ah, very.
Is it?
Very, yes.
This is what she wanted for you. Did she know when you told her what you're going to be studying? Did she say, yeah, I can see that?
Yeah, she always knew, like, I was made for the best, you know? Yeah, she believes in me.
So the person who wrote to us, Meryl Pierce.
Yes.
She is your mom's employer.
Yes, she's been there supporting me.
Is it?
Every step of the way, yes.
Meryl wrote to us and said the most beautiful things about you, and she wants you to further education as well, which is incredible. I mean, and doing it from that point of reference is not easy. If you're in a situation, I think, like many South Africans, you know, it must sometimes, did it feel impossible? Because now you've got this dream, you want to go and study, and you decided you want to study law. But it costs a lot of money.
Yeah.
Yes. Were there times where you lost hope?
Yes, there were times. I applied for NSFAS, so you know how NSFAS it is. Sometimes they come, sometimes they go. So
it's not stable.
Yes, it's not stable.
Yeah.
And your mom was possibly not in a position to help because it's a lot of money.
It's a lot of money.
Many parents in this country are not in a position to help.
Mm-hmm.
And it must have bothered her.
Yes, remember when the month ends, she must buy food, she must buy clothes for me, and also I must ask for money to school, you see, like it's a lot for her.
Yeah, and also having to look for a job, does it make you feel like I've given up on this dream of studying?
Exactly.
Now I must rather just find whatever job and support the family, yeah?
What do you want to do with your degree?
To become a private investigator, work hand in hand with criminal justice.
That is incredible. Yes,
cool. He studied law and became a presenter.
Yeah. A private presenter.
Listen. No, let's not even go there. The point I'm making is that giving yourself tertiary education is special. Whatever you do with it one day, if you end up in the job that you want, or, you know, life takes you on another journey, it is an incredible thing, especially in families, I think, that don't have that. You know, many people in your position in this country, as probably I was, my family, you know, to get a degree for the first time.
I was going to say, are you the first person in your family to be studying and getting this degree?
Yes. Well, looking ahead at this year, what do you need?
I need the bazaar so that to cover everything, my studies, so I can buy textbook and everything. So because I'm passionate about, you know, criminology, because I think it's going to equip me with knowledge and skills so that I can contribute to the society also.
Only problem is there's no crime in this country. No, I think you'll be good with finding a job. We need people like you. Pitso Moleko. Listen, I want to introduce you to a good friend to the show. Dave Arnold, representing Willard Batteries. Every year you bring it, making dreams come true. Dave, it's so good to see you again. Welcome.
Yeah, I think, you know, Pitso, your story is so inspirational. Firstly, a shout out to Meryl for writing in. I think that's incredible what she did. I think we must acknowledge that. And I know that your mother's been battling illness as well. So for us at Willard Batteries, we would like to sponsor you with 50,000 Rand for your law studies at UNISA this year.
Oh, thank you so much.
Sure.
Thank
you so much. That's a lot of pressure off, man. And as Dave said, I know your mom is battling cancer and she's got her own issues and stuff. So I think that also takes a lot of pressure off her.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Knowing. So, go get them.
go get the degree. And then go get him. It's so nice. It's very nice to meet you, and send our love and our greetings to the rest of your family, okay?
I will do exactly that. Thank you so much.
Nice to meet you. Good job, Angels. Good job, Willard.
Tune in again as we make another education dream come true on Good Morning Angels New Year's Edition. Powered by Willard Batteries. Dream big with Willard Batteries.